This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A federal judge blocked a new Colorado gun law Monday that would have raised the age to buy firearms from 18 to 21. The Rocky Mountain gun owners had sued Governor Jared Polis over the new age restriction, saying residents wanted to buy guns for self-defense in their homes. A preliminary injunction was issued just hours after the law went into effect. The block will remain in effect while the case goes through the court. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke in Denver yesterday, but he steered clear of any talk of former President Donald Trump. Garland spoke to lawyers at the Colorado Convention Center gathering for the American Bar Association conference. The attorney general discussed the Department of Justice's work in helping Ukraine in its war against Russia, particularly in asset seizures.
War criminals will find no refuge in America.
Garland says DOJ is also helping Ukrainians document harms from the Russian invasion. That might be important for potential war crime prosecutions at The Hague. In response to the Denver Public School investigation into a so-called seclusion room at McAuliffe International School, one state lawmaker has promised to take action. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more.
At Denver School Board's Monday press conference, Democratic State Representative Regina English said she will sponsor a bill to ban seclusion rooms in K-12 schools statewide. Seclusion rooms, which are against DPS policy, are where students are locked into alone when their behavior is deemed disruptive or harmful. DPS is looking into reports from a whistleblower alleging use of a seclusion room at McAuliffe on at least 3 students of color. Board members said Monday district investigators are working to corroborate the allegations. Denver's police department has also launched an investigation. Both investigations do not have a timeline. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org.